2 Chronicles, chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to test Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was nothing hid from Solomon which he did not tell her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of Yahweh, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "A true report it is which I have heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. Howbeit I did not believe their words until I came and mine eyes had seen. And the one half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told to me, because you exceed the fame that I heard of. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, which stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. Blessed is Yahweh, your Elohim, which delights in you to set you upon his throne, to be king for Yahweh, your Elohim, because your Elohim loved Israel, to establish them forever. For this reason did he make you king over them, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, which brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees terraces to the house of Yahweh, and to the king's palace, and harps and psalteries for singers. And there were none such seen before in the land of Yehuda. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside which she had brought to the king. And so she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, beside that which chapmen and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went into one target, and 300 shields did he make of beaten gold. 300 shekels of gold went into one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that Yahweh had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and raiment, harness and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even to the land of the Philistines and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem like stones, and cedar trees did he make as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought to Solomon horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. End of chapter 9.